Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Monday, February 1st. Last week, there was a flurry of activity in the legislature. However, the major focus of legislators, lobbyists, and citizens was on a COVID-19 relief package, unveiled a week ago Friday and officially introduced last Monday by House and Senate Democratic budget writers and leadership. A $2.2 billion pandemic relief package took center stage. Legislators held a press conference on Monday to discuss the package, then set it loose for action. The full package is comprised of five bills, with three of the bills being introduced with identical companion bills. However, the major legislation is House Bill 1368 and its identical Senate companion, Senate Bill 5344. The bills would provide $2.2 billion in federal funds across a broad range of state services. For K-12 education, $668 million would be provided to assist districts to reopen for in-person instruction. The bills would require districts to submit updated reopening plans to OSPI by March 1st and student recovery plans to OSPI by June 1st. House Bill 1368 was heard in the House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday and quickly moved to executive action on Thursday. The bill was adopted with a vote of 25-7 after two technical amendments were adopted. While it hasn't happened yet, we are expecting the bill to be adopted by the full House this evening. Whether or not that happens, the Senate is prepared to deal with multiple scenarios. The Senate Ways and Means Committee has scheduled a public hearing for both House Bill 1368 and Senate Bill 5344 tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon. There is no reason to hear two identical bills, with the exception of those two minor technical amendments, so it's assumed that they will hear House Bill 1368 if the House moves it this evening, or will set it down and hear Senate Bill 5344 if the House fails to move House Bill 1368. As a practical matter, there is no difference. It's simply a procedural issue. The bill has already been scheduled for executive action in the Senate Ways and Means Committee on Thursday. Presumably, the full Senate will promptly act as early as Friday and send the bill to the governor's desk for his expected signature, making this early action package live up to its name. As we discussed in greater detail in WASA's weekly legislative newsletter this week in Olympia, we are pleased that legislators are set to promptly release federal funds dedicated to schools, which is a major priority of WASA's as well as most of the education community. We are disappointed and concerned, however, that the legislature is not releasing the full amount of federal funds dedicated to schools. The December federal stimulus package set aside $824 million for K-12 education in Washington. Of that amount, 10%, or $82 million, was set aside for OSPI, and the remaining 90%, or $742 million, was set aside for individual school districts. House Bill 1368, or Senate Bill 5344, however, only appropriates $668 million for districts, and withholds the entire $82 million from OSPI. We are also concerned that, as required by the federal law, the $668 million appropriated will be driven out via the Title I formula. While it's probably appropriate to do this, it leaves districts with little or no Title I enrollment behind the eight ball, even though those districts have similar financial concerns as the other school districts. While the early action package shifted our focus a bit, we continue to keep a close eye on our two other major priorities, enrollment stability and preservation of vulnerable pupil transportation funds. Senate Bill 5128 to protect transportation funding was heard last week in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. While it hasn't been scheduled for executive action yet, our hope is the committee and the full Senate will move quickly once they forward the pandemic relief package. The enrollment stabilization bill has still not been introduced, but it's expected to be dropped this week. That bill would secure general apportionment for this school year, but more importantly, would protect other programs that receive funding based on enrollment, including the Learning Assistance Program institutional education, levy lids, and local effort assistance, or levy equalization. When the early action package is adopted, legislators will shift their focus back to other issues. However, it's incumbent upon school administrators to ensure K-12 is one of those issues that legislators key into. We encourage you to continue engaging with your legislators throughout the course of the session. Continue to follow this podcast and This Week in Olympia to stay up to date on K-12 activities in Olympia. Thank you for listening.